奉主耶稣圣名正道。
In the holy name of Jesus, I
向他们显现，而不向其他的人显现的原因了。
And we also know the reasons why the Lord appeared to them and not to others.
不过问题是，知道是知道了，但是我们还记得吗？
But the problem is that we know, but can we remember?
这些人第一位就是抹大拉的玛利亚。
So the first one was Mary Magdalene.
第二就是在以马忤斯路上的那两个门徒。
And the second is the two disciples on the road to Emmaus.
那第三就是彼得。
The third was Peter.
然后这些门徒们，他们就聚集在一起谈论这一天所发生的事情。
And so the disciples gathered together to discuss what has happened on that day.
那么玛利亚、彼得还有那两个门徒，当然作见证说主已经向我们显现了。
Now of course Mary, the two disciples, and Peter testified that the Lord has appeared to them.
他真的复活了。
He is truly resurrected.
他真的是我们的神，我们的弥赛亚。
He's truly our God, our Messiah.
但是仍然有使徒，也有信徒，他们还是不相信。
But there were still the apostles and some believers who did not believe.
而就在这个时候，耶稣就向他们大家显现。
And it was at this time the Lord appeared to all of them.
那路加的记载跟这个马可的记载，他们的重点都不一样。
The emphasis of the recordings in Luke and in Mark were different.
不过他们这不同的记载却是一样的重要，并且是相辅相成的。
But the different recordings were just as important and they complement one another.
那我们先看路加的记载是怎样的。
Let's look first at the recordings according to Luke.
请看路加福音二十四章。
Luke chapter 24.
我们读三十六节到四十一节。
We read from verse 36 to 41. The Gospel according to Luke chapter 24, verse 36 to 41. Now as they said these things, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said to them, Peace to you. But they were terrified and frightened and supposed they had seen a spirit. And he said to them, Why are you troubled? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet. That it is I myself. Handle me and see. For a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see I have. When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. But while they still did not believe for joy and marveled, he said to them, Have you any food here?
路加在这里所强调的就是主的怜悯。
Here, Luke emphasized on the mercy of the Lord.
他描写他们心里是惊慌害怕的。
Here he writes that the people, the disciples, were terrified and frightened.
他们有许多的愁烦。
They had much anxieties.
他们心里也有许多的疑念。
And they had much doubts within their hearts.
说实在的，他们的心情的确是非常的复杂，也非常的矛盾。
And they had a spirit of contradiction and confusion within them.
而在这个时候，主耶稣就向他们显现。
So it was at this time the Lord appeared before them.
那这一次的显现就是要来安慰他们。
And this appearance was to comfort them.
怎样安慰他们呢？
And how did he comfort them?
就是坚固他们的信心。
That is to strengthen their faith.
证明他的确是复活的主。
To testify that he is indeed the Messiah that has resurrected.
解释了他们心里的疑惑。
To explain their doubts in their hearts.
那他们心里就快乐起来，就平安了。
Then their hearts will be filled with joy and they will have peace.
我们的主的确是一位怜悯的主。
Our Lord is indeed a merciful God.
他知道我们心里的痛苦，心里的烦恼和心里的疑惑的。
He knows of our troubles, our sorrows and our doubts in our hearts.
他愿意向我们显现。
He is willing to appear before us.
他愿意坚固我们的信心。
He is willing to strengthen our faith.
他愿意带给我们心里的平安。
And he is willing to bring peace to our hearts.
你没有注意到主耶稣向他们显现的时候说哪一句话？
Did you take note of what Jesus said to them when he appeared to them?
28节。
In verse 28.
对不起，36节。
Verse 36.
这里记载，当他们在说话的时候，耶稣亲自站在他们的当中。
Here mentions that as they said these things, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them.
愿你们平安。
And said to them, peace to you.
这不就是最重要的一句话吗？
Isn't this the most important phrase?
当心里不平安的时候，最需要的就是平安。
When you have no peace in your heart, what you need the most is the peace to your heart.
但是谁能够赐给我们这一种的平安？
But who can give this peace to us?
平安是那么样的重要。
Peace is so important.
但是怎么样去得到它？
But how can we obtain this peace?
我们常常听老人家说。
We often hear the old saying this.
平安当发财。
peace, take peace as prosperity, as a blessing.
有人不会听英语跟客家话吗？平安就当发财了。
When you have peace, it's as though you have been prosperous.
但其实这句话不太正确。
But actually, this phrase is not too accurate.
因为其实平安胜过发财。
But actually, peace is much better than being prosperous.
你发了财，并不代表你也发了平安哦。
When you are prosperous, it doesn't mean that you gain peace.
反倒你发了财，也许你会失去了平安。
But on the other hand, when you get prosperous, you may lose your peace.
你看那些没有中过马头奖的人，他生活的自由自在。可是当宣布他今天晚上中了头奖的时候啊，他竟然要躲起来，要去请保镖了。
You find that when a person has yet to strike a lottery, he can lead his own carefree life. But when they announce that he is the winner of the lottery, he may even have to hide himself and to hire bodyguards.
他的亲人要打电话找他都找不到了。
And even his relatives, when they want to look for him, they cannot find him.
因为他已经身份不同了，变成一个很有钱的人了，他有许多的害怕和顾忌了。
Because now his status is different, and he is a wealthy man now, but he has much worries accompanying it.
发了财，但没有发了平安呢。
So he has gotten prosperous, but he hasn't gotten much more peace.
你也看周围那些有钱人。
And you can look at those rich people surrounding you.
听说新加坡很多有钱人呢。
So it seems that there are many rich people in Singapore.
我在路上也看到很多有钱人。
And on the roads, I can see many rich people.
哎，但是他们一样的忧愁，一样的害怕的。
But they too have the anxieties and the fears.
那有钱人很不高兴。
So the rich people are not happy.
哦，你们进基督徒的，你们基督徒就平安了吗？
So does it mean that you Christians are at peace?
我知道很多的基督徒一样的忧愁，一样的不平安的。
I know of many Christians who are similarly having anxieties and having no peace.
他不是攻击我们，他讲的对。
What they say is not attacking us, but what they say is right.
其实我们基督徒也一样有许多的忧愁，有许多的不平安。
And actually, we Christians too have much troubles and many things that causes us to have no peace.
就像主耶稣的门徒或者是使徒，他们还不是一样。
So isn't it the same with disciples and the believers of the Lord Jesus then?
但是不一样的是哪里呢？
But where is the difference?
我们有主耶稣可以作为依靠。
We have the Lord Jesus whom we can rely upon.
我们可以把我们心里的害怕，我们心里的忧伤都告诉主耶稣。
And we can entrust our fears and our anxieties to the Lord Jesus.
因为主耶稣愿我们平安。
Because the Lord Jesus is willing for us to have peace.
只是我们愿意在主耶稣里面吗？
But are we willing to be in the Lord Jesus?
你信了主耶稣，但是未必你是在主耶稣里面的。
So you may have believed in Jesus, but doesn't necessarily mean that you are in Jesus.
应该信主耶稣的人就要在主耶稣里面。
So those who believe in Jesus ought to be in Jesus.
他就能够得到主耶稣所赐的平安。
Then he can receive the peace that Jesus gives.
但是很多基督徒今天却不喜欢在主里面。
But today many Christians do not like to be in Jesus.
因此虽然主耶稣愿他们平安，但是他们仍然得不到平安。
So although Jesus is willing for them to have peace, they have no peace.
主耶稣说过的。
Jesus once said,
耶路撒冷啊，
O Jerusalem,
我愿意好像母鸡保护小鸡一样保护你们。
I'm willing to be like a mother hen to protect its chicks.
但是你们却不愿意到我这里来。
But you're not willing to come to me.
这不是个很清楚很生动的一个比喻吗？
And isn't this a very clear and very moving illustration?
我们不愿意到主耶稣里面。
We're not willing to come before the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣这样的说。
The Lord Jesus said this.
请看约翰福音十六章。
John chapter 16.
约翰福音十六章三十三节。
John 16 verse 33. John 16 verse 33. These things I have spoken to you, but in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation.But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world.
我已经将这些事告诉你们了。
I've already spoken of these things to you.
是要叫你们在我里面有平安。
That in me, you may have peace.
你们可以放心。
You can be at ease.
我已经胜了世界。
I've already overcome the world.
你们一定可以得到那种平安的。
And you will surely be able to receive that kind of peace.
虽然世上有苦难。
Although there may be troubles in the world.
但是世上的苦难伤害不到你的，也胜不了你的。
The troubles in the world cannot overcome you.
因为我已经胜了这个世界。
Because I have already overcome this world.
这是怎么说呢？
What do you mean by this?
我们可以看到世界用最重也是最痛的那一种痛苦来加在主耶稣的身上。
We can see that the world has placed the heaviest and the most severest pain upon the Lord Jesus.
而主耶稣也的确为了这些苦难啊忧伤。
And for the sake of all these tribulations and pain, the Lord has sorrowed before.
圣经描写他忧伤起伏到死。的那一种状态。
And the Bible illustrates this, that he was sorrowful to the point of death.
那的确是很忧伤很痛苦的事情。
And it was indeed very deep and grave sorrow.
可是主耶稣已经胜过这个苦难。
But the Lord Jesus already overcome all this.
这个苦难没有办法伤害到他的心灵，打击他。
And this tribulation could not overcome him and attack him.
那得胜的秘诀是什么呢？
And what's the secret of his triumph?
那就是在克西马尼园的祷告。
That was the prayer in the garden of Gethsemane.
一次又一次的祷告。
Prayer time and time again.
把他的痛苦忧伤告诉天父。
To tell the Lord Jesus all his troubles and sorrows.
也把他的想法告诉天父。
And tell the Heavenly Father of his thinking.
父啊，如果你愿意的话，就免去这个苦难，拿去这个苦杯，那是最好的。
Father, it is possible. Please remove this bitter cup away from me.
可是如果你不要拿去的话，
But if you do not want to remove this bitter cup,
我愿意顺服你的旨意。
I'm willing to be submissive to your will.
但是加添我的力量，
But please add to my strength,
让我可以承担这个苦难，
so that I can undertake the sorrows.
路加里面记载，
The Gospel of Luke records,
天使显现加添主耶稣的力量。
The angels appeared to add to his strength.
在天父里面，主耶稣得到平安。
And in the Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus received peace.
得到圣灵所加给他的力量和安慰。
And received the strength that came from the Holy Spirit.
他就勇敢起来面对这个苦难。
So he bravely stood up to face this trouble.
并且胜过了这个苦难。
And he was able to overcome all this trouble.
完成了这个救恩，救赎了我们大家。
To accomplish this work of salvation to save all of us.
这是一个事实。
This is a fact.
因此主耶稣告诉我们。
Hence the Lord Jesus tells us.
你们可以放心。
You can be of good cheer.
我已经胜了世界。
I have overcome the world.
你在我的里面。
And if you are in me.
你就有这一种的平安。
Then you will have this kind of peace.
一种苦难。 打击不倒的平安，
a kind of peace that cannot be overcome by troubles and tribulations.
一种有力量有勇气来承担苦难的，
this kind of peace is one with strength and courage to face it.
你愿意得到这种的平安吗？
Are you willing to obtain this kind of peace?
如果你在世上，
if you are,
你不是在主里面，
if you are in the world and not in the Lord Jesus,
主耶稣说，
the Lord said,
在世上， 你们有苦难，
that in the world you will have tribulation.
那真的是有苦难，
and truly you have tribulation.
因为当你有苦难的时候，
because when you have tribulations,
这个世界是不理你的，
this world doesn't care about you.
你必须自己去承担那个苦难，
you must undertake this tribulation yourself.
许多人承担不了这个苦难， 许多人就因此跳楼自杀了。
And many people are unable to face this tribulation, and hence they commit suicide.
他们没有那一种的斗志， 也没有那种的意识要再活得这么痛苦。
And they have no desire to want to live on in this sufferings.
因为他们是那么样的痛苦， 那么样的孤单， 那么样的无助啊。
Because they are in the midst of this sufferings, they're so lonely and without help.
他们连一点的盼望都没有。
And have no hope at all.
如果人有盼望， 谁愿意这样的轻生？
If man has hope, who will want to lose his life in this manner? It's because man has no hope at all in his life.
这么样的孤单， 这么样的无奈，
so lonely and so helpless.
在那个时候你要怎么办？
At the time, what are you to do?
那才是一个真正的苦难啊。
And that is true suffering.
但是我们在主里面，
but in our Lord,
主耶稣有这个权柄， 能够把你苦难拿掉了。
The Lord Jesus has his authority to remove all these sufferings away from you.
有些人， 主耶稣怜悯他。
On some, the Lord has mercy.
因为他好像小孩子一样，
because they are like young children.
他还不是考试的时候，
it's not time for the exams.
所以主耶稣给他恩典，
so the Lord has given grace to them.
把他的苦难都拿掉，
to remove the sufferings away from them.
让他体验神的恩典，
so that they can experience the grace of God.
但是主耶稣却不愿意我们一直这么样的成为小孩子。
But the Lord is not willing for us to continually become like these young children.
我们必须要长大。
We must grow up.
我们必须要承担苦难， 胜过苦难。
We must undertake these tribulations and overcome them.
所以主耶稣就没有把苦难拿掉。
So the Lord has not removed all the sufferings away from
you. 但是主耶稣却跟我们一同来承担。
But the Lord undertakes this together with us.
他会赐给我们心里的平安和力量。
And he will give us peace and strength in our hearts.
他会跟我们在一起。
And he will be with us.
因为我们就是在主里面啊。
Because we are in the Lord.
这就是主耶稣所说的。
And this is what the Lord Jesus said.
你们住在我里面有平安。
In me, you may have peace.
因此我们必须要活在主里面。
Hence, we must live in the Lord.
主愿意我们平安。
The Lord is willing for us to have peace.
你愿意在主里面吗？
Are you willing to be in the Lord?
你愿意到主的面前来依靠他， 来告诉他你心里的忧伤痛苦吗？
Are you willing to come before the Lord to rely on him and to tell him all your sorrows and tribulations?
希伯来书的作者这样的提醒我们。
The author of Hebrews reminds us in this manner.
希伯来书第四章，
Hebrews chapter 4,
15-16节,
verses 15 and 16. Hebrews 4, verse 15 and 16. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
我们的主是怜悯的主。
Our God is a merciful God.
因为他也曾经经历许多的苦难。
Because he has once undergone through much sufferings.
所以十五节告诉我们。
So verse 15 tells us.
我们的大祭司主耶稣，他并非不能体恤我们的软弱。
For we have a high priest, our Lord Jesus Christ, who can sympathize with our weaknesses.
因为他也曾经凡事受过试探，跟我们一样。
Because he was in all points tempted as we are.
只是他没有犯罪，他已经胜过各种的苦难和试探。
But he has not sinned, and he was able to overcome all the sufferings and trials.
这是我们要学习的。
And this is what we have to learn.
那如果我们失败了，
if we have failed,
那我们就应该来到主的面前来。
Then we must come before the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣就要做我们的依靠。
And Jesus will be our source of reliance.
他要怜悯我们。
He wants to forgive us.
要赦免我们的罪。
To forgive us of our sins.
要加添我们的力量。
To add to our strength.
给我们心里的平安。
To give us peace in our hearts.
就像这些门徒们。
Just like the disciples here.
当他们在惊慌害怕。
When they were frightened and terrified.
当他们在疑惑忧愁。
When they have doubts and anxieties.
在这个时候。
At this point of time.
主耶稣向他们显现。
The Lord appeared before them.
对他们说一句很重要的话。
And said something very important to them.
愿你们平安
，peace to you，
也愿我们真的在主里面
，and may we all be in the Lord Jesus，
我们就能够得到主的平安
，then we can receive the peace that comes from Jesus。
好，这是路加强调的
，this is what Luke emphasizes on。
那马可记录的是什么呢
？and what did Mark record？
他又强调什么
？what he emphasized on？
请看马可福音十六章
，Mark chapter 16，
我们读十四节
，read verse 14，Mark 16 verse 14。Afterwards, he appeared to the 11 as they sat at a table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen.
同样一次的显现。
The same appearance.
可是马可就强调这一点。
But,
他们的不信。
But Mark emphasized on their unbelief.
那强调主耶稣这一次的显现，也要责备他们的不信。
And, he emphasized that Jesus rebuked them for their unbelief in his appearance.
因为他们心里刚硬。
Because they were had the hardness of heart.
虽然他们已经听见那些人的见证。
Although they have heard the testimonies of those other people.
好像十一节里面记载。
So what is recorded in verse 11?
莫大拉的玛利亚就去向他们见证，十一节说，他们听见耶稣活了，被玛利亚看见，却是不信。
Mary Magdalene had seen the resurrection of Jesus and reported to them. But verse 11 records that when they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe.
那在以马忤斯路上两个门徒也回去做见证。
And the two disciples on the road to Emmaus to testify to them.
十三节说。
And verse 13 records.
他们就去告诉其余的门徒，但其余的门徒也是不信。
They went in and told it to the rest of the disciples, but they did not believe them either.
我们没有看见，也没有听人家说过，那我们不相信，这当然是情有可原呐。
So it can be forgiven because we have not seen and we have not heard for ourselves that the Lord has resurrected.
可是如果我们听见过了，
but if we have heard before,
虽然我们没有亲眼看见，
although we may not have seen with our own eyes,
可是看见的人已经向我们做见证，
but those who have seen have testified to us,
除非他们的见证是假的，
unless the testimony is false.
如果他们的见证是真的，
if the testimony is true,
那我们也听见了，
and we have heard them,
可是我们却不愿意相信，
but we're not willing to believe,
那我们就要受主耶稣的责备了，
then we will be rebuked by the Lord Jesus.
就像这些门徒一样，
just like the disciples here.
他们有些真的是没有看见。
Some have truly not seen.
但是他们能够说，我们也没有听见过吗
？But can they say they have not heard at all?
他们已经听过了。
They have heard.
但是他们不愿意相信。
But they were not willing to believe.
仍然固执的信他们的不信。
And they were obstinate in carrying on in their unbelief.
因此主耶稣责备他们。
Hence Lord Jesus rebuked them.
我们呢
？What about us?
我们也听见主耶稣的复活。
We have heard of the resurrection of Jesus.
我们也听到许多神同在、神施恩的见证。
And we heard of many testimonies about God being with them and how God gave His grace upon the people.
那我们是不是真的相信呢
？But do we truly believe?
相信主耶稣真的是我们的神。
To believe that Jesus is truly our God.
我们的救主。
Our Savior.
我们的活神。
Our living God.
今天一样活在我们的中间。
Is living today in the midst of us today.
你是不是真的相信
？Do you truly believe?
请看哥林多前书十五章。
First Corinthians chapter 15,
十二节到十四节。
Verses 12 to 14. First Corinthians 15, verse 12 to 14. Now, if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is vain, and your faith is also vain.
从主耶稣复活显现升天，那到保罗写这个哥林多书信，那也只不过短短 大约三十年的时间吧。
So from the time when Jesus resurrected and appeared before disciples ascended to heaven to the time that Paul wrote this epistle, it could be around 30 years only.
但是却已经有许多的基督徒不相信基督的复活。
But there were many Christians who did not believe in the resurrection of Jesus.
所以保罗写信去勉励他们。
And so Paul wrote to encourage them.
我们传基督从死里复活。
We preach that Jesus Christ has been raised from the dead.
怎么你们中间有人说没有死人复活的事呢？
How do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead?
我看大部分应该是第二代的信徒吧。
Perhaps these are the second generation of believers.
第一代的信徒亲眼看见主耶稣所行的事。
The first generation of believers saw for themselves the workings of the Lord Jesus.
第二代的信徒就不是看见，他只是听见。
So the second generation did not see, but they just heard.
他们的信心就没有那么样的坚固。
So their faith was not so resolute.
而加上世界上有许多新的事情出现。
And add to this fact, many new things happen in the world.
他们看重世界。
So they look highly upon the world.
他们喜欢世界上的事。
They love the things of the world.
因此对于聚会拜神听道理的事情越来越感觉到厌烦。
And so they began to get tired of attending services, worshiping God, and praying and singing hymns.
因此最好就讲耶稣没有复活。
So it's the best to say that Jesus did not resurrect.
如果耶稣没有复活，他就不是神。
And if Jesus did not resurrect, then he is not God.
不是神，我们就不用去拜他。
And if he's not God, we do not need to worship him.
那我们还要去教会做什么？
So why should we then go to
church? 我们还要灵修做什么？我们还要灵修做什么？
Why should we then nurture ourselves spiritually?
什么都不必了。
We need not do anything at
all. 那我们就可以过我们喜欢过的生活了。
Then we can lead our lives the way we choose.
这就是他们所想的。
And this is what they thought.
保罗也同意。
And Paul agreed.
他说是的。
Yes.
如果耶稣基督真的没有复活，
If Jesus Christ truly has not resurrected,
我们这么辛苦做什么？
Why should we suffer so much?
在三十二节他这样讲。
And in verse 32 he said,
若死人不复活，那我们就吃吃喝喝吧，因为明天就要死了。
So if the dead do not rise, let's eat and drink, for tomorrow we die.
这的确对我们虽然是死了，可是我们是饱死啊。
At the very least, we die with a full stomach.
如果你都不要把握机会吃吃喝喝，你死了那是死的冤枉，那是饿死。
So if you do not seize the opportunity to eat and drink, then you die in vain.
你要饱死还是要饿死呢？
Do you want to die with a full stomach or an empty stomach?
听说上刑的人就是接受死刑的人他们可以有最后的一餐，那最后一餐你要什么，他们都会尽量满足你的，让你可以饱死。
So it seems that those who are sentenced to death, for their last meal, they can choose to have anything they want, and so that they can die with a full stomach.
你看，对这个罪恶的这个死犯，都有这么的优待，不要让他饿死啊。
So you can see that even for those criminals, they have a special treatment. They do not want them to die empty stomach.
是提前到最后还有一餐可以回忆是吗
？So at the very least, they can still have the final meal.
保罗说是的。
Paul says yes.
如果真的没有复活，没有审判
，If there's truly no resurrection and judgment,
你管他什么三七二十一，你想怎样就怎样吧。
So just do what you please.
吃吃喝喝，快乐吧。死就算了。
Eat and drink, and tomorrow we die.
但是保罗接下去说，
But Paul continues by saying,
你们不要自己欺骗自己。
Do not be deceived.
滥交是败坏善行。
Evil company corrupts good habits.
你们要醒悟为善，不要犯罪。
You must awake to righteousness and do not sin.
这些话是那些不认识神的人说的话。
These are the words spoken by those who do not believe in Christ.
基督已经复活了。
Christ Jesus has already resurrected.
有圣灵的做见证。
We have the Holy Spirit to serve as a testimony.
耶稣升天之前，
before Jesus ascended to heaven,
向门徒说，
he told his disciples,
你们在耶路撒冷等候，
wait in Jerusalem,
祈求我所应许的圣灵，
pray for the promised Holy Spirit.
那么耶稣就升天了，
then Jesus ascended to heaven.
那些门徒就一直看着主耶稣升天。
So the disciples just watched Jesus ascending to heaven.
然后接下来发生什么事你们记得吗？
And do you remember what happened after that?
当每一个人都抬头望着主耶稣升天的时候，
when everyone was looking up to the heavens, seeing Jesus ascending to heaven,
耶稣都已经看不见了，
and they could no longer see Jesus.
但是他们的头还是望天呢，
but their heads were still raised up, looking
up. 天使显现在他们的旁边，他们都不知道。
And they did not even realize that the angels has appeared before them.
等到天使对他们说，
until when the angels told them,
说你们为什么抬头望天呢？
Why do you stand gazing up to unto heaven.
耶稣已经升天了，
Jesus has already ascended to heaven.
不用再望天了，
do not need to gaze to the skies anymore.
你们要记住耶稣所说的话，
you must remember the words of Jesus.
现在是要回去耶路撒冷，
now is the time to return to Jerusalem.
在那边祷告祈求圣灵，
to pray there for the Holy Spirit.
把主耶稣的福音传给世界上的人听，
preach the gospel to the people of the world.
这是你们应该做的事，
this is what you ought to do.
不用在那边站坐望天了，
do not just stand there gazing to the heavens.
因为耶稣基督还要再来的，
because the Lord Jesus will come again.
但是他再来的时候，你是不是已经准备好呢？
But when he comes again, are you prepared?
所以他们赶快回去了，
so they quickly returned.
他们迫切的祷告，
they prayed earnestly
无神节那一天,
on the day of Pentecost,
圣灵真的降临,
the Holy Spirit truly fell upon them.
他们就说起灵言来,
and it spoke in unknown tongues.
也震动了当时的周围的人,
and it moved the people around them.
这是这个很奇怪的事情,
this was a miraculous thing.
但是彼得就告诉他们,
but Peter told them,
这就是主耶稣所说的圣灵,
this is the Holy Spirit that Jesus spoke about.
你们所看见所听见的,
what you have seen and what you have heard.
你们所杀死的耶稣, 他真的是我们的神,
the Jesus whom you have killed is truly our God.
因为他把他所应许的圣灵赐下来,
because he has given us his promised Holy Spirit.
如果耶稣没有复活升天,
if Jesus did not resurrect and ascend to heaven,
怎么今天你奉耶稣的名求圣灵, 圣灵会降下来呢?
How is it today when you pray in the name of Jesus for the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit will come upon you?
更奇妙的,
and even more
miraculously, 一直到我们今天,
until today,
我们相信圣经所说的,
we believe in what the Bible says,
相信主耶稣的话,
and we believe in what Jesus
said, 向主耶稣祈求圣灵,
and we pray to Jesus for the Holy Spirit,
我们也一样得到圣灵,
and we too receive the Holy Spirit.
圣灵见证耶稣基督真的复活了,
and the Holy Spirit testifies that the Lord Jesus has truly resurrected.
这个圣灵就是主耶稣的灵,
and this Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus.
今天主耶稣借着圣灵活在我们的中间,
and today Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, is living amongst us.
这是真实的,
this is true.
我相信我们也真的相信除了一些人,
I believe and I believe most of us believe besides a few.
但问题是我们真的活在主里面吗?
But the question is whether are we truly living in the Lord?
主耶稣是活在我们中间,
the Lord Jesus living amongst us.
我们相信,
we believe.
但我们相信我们要活在主里面吗?
But do we believe that we need to live in the Lord?
就像保罗在这里所说的,
so what Paul said here,
有一些基督徒却不是活在主里面的,
there are some Christians who are not living in the Lord.
他们不相信耶稣复活,
they do not believe in the resurrection of Jesus.
不相信耶稣活在他们当中,
they do not believe that Jesus is living among their midst.
那他们怎么会活在主耶稣里面呢?
So then how would they live in the Lord Jesus?
怎么还要去聚会拜神听主耶稣的道理?
And how would they then go for services to worship God and to pray to him?
所以他们只是要活在世界上,
so they just want to live in the world.
因为他们认为世界才是活的,
because they think that the world is the only thing that's living.
世界才是美丽可以享受的,
and only the world is beautiful for us to enjoy.
赶快把握你还没有死的时候吃吃喝喝快乐吧,
quickly seize the opportunity while still living to enjoy ourselves, eat and drink.
这就是他们的人生观,
and this is the concept of life.
这就是他们的生活的态度,
and this is the attitude towards life.
他们愿意活在世界里面, 但是却不愿意再活在主里面了,
they're willing to live in the world, but then they are not willing to live in the Lord Jesus.
但是你能够活多久?
How long can you live?
你能够吃多少?
How much can you eat?
你能够整天都在那边玩吗?
Can you play all day long?
我今天在吃饭的时候听那个小孩子的妈妈说她小孩子讲那个可爱的话。
This afternoon when we were having lunch, I heard one mother relating lovable words spoken by her children.
她的孩子问她的妈妈。
The child asked the mother.
她说妈妈为什么我们要睡那么多啊?
Mom, why do we have to sleep so long?
他们是好玩好动的人，如果不用睡那么多，就多点时间可以来玩了。
They are very active children, and if they do not need to sleep so much, then they can play even more.
小孩子的话真的是很可爱也很有意思的。
The words of a child is so lovable and full of meaning.
我们大人不也是一样吗？
Aren't we the same as adults?
我们总是觉得不但觉得钱不够，我们还觉得时间不够。
We always find that we do not have enough time and not enough money.
那你这一些时间要用在哪里呢？
So how are you to use your time?
就是吃喝玩乐吗？
Eat, drink, and be merry?
只是这样一直的下去吗？
Do we continue in this manner?
保罗说不要自欺。
Paul says, do not be deceived.
这样的滥交，这样的放纵，是败坏自己而已。要面对神的审判的。
This kind of evil company, this kind of leisure, will corrupt good habits, and you have to face a judgment.
有一天，我们要离开这个世界的。
One day, we have to leave this world.
而离开世界的时候，你是一无所有的。
And when you leave this world, you leave with nothing.
你这样看重世界。
You esteem the world so highly.
你这样努力追求世界上的事情。
And you strive so hard for the things of the world.
你这么用生命青春买来的一切东西，到最后这一切东西却不属于你的。
And you use your life, your youth to buy all these things, but in the end, none of this belongs to you.
你只能眼光光这样无奈地放弃这一切啊。
How can you then just give up all these things in this way?
这是一个，这是一点。
This is one point.
可是更重要的另一点。
But and,even more important point.
那个时候你要去哪里呢?
At that time, where are you going?
有一个地方去的。
There's a place for you to go.
你怎么样来面对主呢?
How are you to face Lord God?
所以约翰长老这样的勉励我们。
So Elder John encourages us in this manner.
约翰一书第二章二十八节。
First John chapter 2 verse 28. First John 2 verse 28. And now little children, abide in him, that when he appears, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming.
小子们啊，你们要住在主里面。
Little children, abide in the Lord.
不要只是住在世界里啊。
Do not just live in the world.
因为世界和世界上的事都要成为过去的。
Because the world and the things of the world will come to pass.
主耶稣已经宣布他的审判。
The Lord has already declared his judgment.
那一个日子已经定了。
And that day has been fixed.
因此我们要住在主里面。
Hence we must abide in the Lord.
那这样当他显现的时候，
In this way when he appears,
我们就可以坦然无惧。
Then we may have full confidence.
我们也不至于惭愧。
And not be ashamed.
我们的主耶稣会笑脸向我们显现。
Our Lord will appear to us with a smiling face.
我忠心又良善的信徒，
My faithful and good servant.
到我这里来。
Come to me.
你可以得到永远的安息。
You can receive an eternal rest.
要不然，
Or else,
主耶稣会怒目对你说。
Or else the Lord will say to you with his angry face,
你这个又懒又恶的信徒，
You evil and lazy servant,
我要把你赶出去。
I will cast you away.
在那地方你就哀哭切齿了。
At that place you will gnash your teeth and cry.
这是主耶稣所说过的话。
These are the words of the Lord Jesus.
我一点都没有增加，我一点也没有减少。
I have not added, neither have I subtracted from it.
最多是发音不太准而已。
At the very least, my pronunciation is not too accurate.
但事实上就是这样。
But the fact is so.
有一天
One day,
我们都要面对主的显现的。
We have to face the appearance of Lord Jesus.
你可以坦然无惧、无没有羞愧的站在主的面前吗？
Are you able to stand with full confidence and not being ashamed before the Lord Jesus?
因此， hey, 我小子们呐、啊、
，My little children,
你们要住在主里面。
You must abide in the Lord.
好，那怎么样住在主里面呢？
How are we to abide in the Lord?
他既然这样讲，他也有这样的教导。
And since he has said this, he has instructions for this.
那在24-25节。
In verses 24-25. 1 John 2 verse 24-25 Therefore let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he has promised us, eternal life.
最重要的，你就要遵守主耶稣的道。
So the most important thing is that you must keep the words of Lord Jesus.
那个从起初听见的道，
The word that you have heard from the very beginning,
那是纯正的，没有增加，没有减少，没有被改变的。
That is the true and pure word that has not been changed, has not been added or subtracted from.
那是我们的共信之道，也是我们的得救要道。
And that's our common belief, and that's a belief that leads to salvation.
我们必须要持守到底。
We mustKeep this to the very end.
他说：“你们如果能够将起初所听见的存在心里，那你们就必住在子里面，也必住在父里面了。”
Says if what you heard from the beginning abides in you, then you also will abide in the Son and in the Father.
但是很可惜的。
But pitifully,
我们看到许许多多的基督徒，他们却随意更改了主耶稣的话。
We see that many Christians just change the word of God according to their pleas.
虽然他们信基督
，although they believe in Christ,
但是他们却不持守起初所听见主的道。
But they do not preserve the word that they've heard from the beginning.
他们真的在主里面吗？
Are they truly in the Lord?
他们宣布他们是在主里面的。
They proclaim that they are abiding in the Lord.
但是这样的宣布没有用啊。
But this kind of proclamation is useless.
问题是主承认他们吗？
The question is whether the Lord recognizes them.
这才是真正的问题。
That is the true question.
主认识谁是他的人。
Who does the Lord recognizes as his disciples?
主耶稣认识他的羊了。
The Lord knows his sheep.
他说我的羊听我的声音的。
He says, "My sheep hears my voice."
所以我们要听主耶稣的声音。
So we must hear the voice of Jesus.
要把主耶稣的道牢牢的住存葬在我们的心中。
We must keep the words of Jesus in our hearts always.
我们有这个责任。
We have this responsibility.
来持守所听见的道。
To preserve the word that we have heard.
不允许别人更改的。
And we do not allow anyone to change.
如果有更改了，有不一样的。
And if someone has changed it and it's
different. 我们有这个责任来辨明。来说明。
We have the responsibility to explain that away.
你所听到的那一个，那个是不正确的。
Child, what you've heard is wrong. It's not right.
因为圣经主耶稣是这样讲的。
Because what the Bible says is this.
那是人家说的。
Those are what people say.
我们要听主耶稣的话，不要听人家的话。
We must listen to the words of Jesus and not the words of man.
因为只有主耶稣才能够救我们的。
Yes, only Jesus can save us.
你是不是这样教导你的孩子呢？
Do you teach your child in this manner?
当你的儿子对你说，妈妈，为什么我们不要 celebrate 这个 Christmas 啊？
When your child asks you, Mother, why don't we celebrate Christmas?
让我们没有那一个圣诞节吃什么、啊？
鸡蛋，
不是那个鸡蛋哈、哦。小孩子喜欢这些东西啊。
The children likes all these things.
哎，他们并不是真的要庆祝，但是他们说，如果庆祝的话，我们就有这些东西吃，可以好玩，可以
It's not that they want to celebrate these things, but they like to enjoy these things. So if they were to celebrate, then they can have such things to eat and play. This is the time for you to tell the truth. And it's the time for you to preserve the faith in your family. Do you at this time tell a child, child, come here, let's see what the Bible says. You have this responsibility. Then in this way, your whole family can be preserved in the Lord. This is important. Look at chapter 4, verse 16. 1 John 4, verse 16. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love. And he who abides in love abides in God and God in him. We believe that God is love. And we need the love of God. We always pray to God, God, please shower your grace upon us and have forgiveness. May the Lord Jesus love us.
但是问题是,
but the problem is, do we love God?
你有没有住在爱里面?
Do you abide in love?
这里说, 住在爱里面的就是住在神里面，神也住在他里面。
Here means that he who abides in love abides in God and God in him.
在我们生活当中,
in our life,
会发生许多不愉快的事情。
You'll meet with many unhappiness.
兄弟也好, 父母也好, 夫妻也好。
Between siblings, between child and parents, and between husband and wives.
有时候我们会有不愉快的事情, 有些争执的。
So sometimes there are conflicts, there's some unhappiness.
那这个时候当然心里不高兴了。
And of course at this time you will be unhappy in your heart.
有些人很会处理这些问题。
Some people are very good at resolving such problems.
因为他心中有爱。
Because they have love in their hearts.
有怜悯。
They have forgiveness.
所以他们很容易饶恕。
So they find it easy to forgive people.
因为爱，所以心就特别软。
And because they have love, their hearts are especially soft.
算了，不要紧。
Okay, it doesn't matter.
可是如果没有爱,
but if you have no love,
就有许多的计较。
Then you have much things that you pick upon.
也有许多的埋怨,
and much murmurings.
这个恨会越来越深,
and this hatred will grow deeper and deeper.
会产生更多可怕的东西,
and more terrible things will arise from it.
会让你的心越来越硬, 也越来越冷的,
it will cause your heart to be even harder and colder.
可是我们却常常把这些恨, 这些不满存在心里面,
but we often put all this hatred and this unhappiness in our hearts.
我们也没有想要把它消除掉,
and we do not think about putting them or extinguishing them.
这实在是很危险的,
this is indeed very dangerous.
这也是主耶稣不愿意看,
and this is what the Lord Jesus is not willing to see. Because if we live in hatred, we're not living in the Lord. Hatred doesn't come from God. Hatred comes from the devil. Hate comes from the characteristics of the devil. We must be like God. To have the love of God to forgive one another.
容易怜悯,
so that
容易饶恕,
our heart is softer to have more mercy and forgiveness.
你千万不要去学习魔鬼那个样子,
do not learn from the devil.
为什么要那么样的硬心, 为什么要那么样的生气, 为什么要那么样的嫉妒和愤怒呢?
Why should we be so hard-hearted? Why should we be so angry? Why should we be so jealous?
那些对我们大家都不好的,
all these are useless to us.
伤害我们所爱的人更伤害我们自己,
it will hurt the people that we love and it will hurt ourselves even more.
而更重要的是伤害了我们的天父, 我们主耶稣的心,
and what's more important is that we have hurt our Heavenly Father.
因为我们的天父看见我们活在痛苦当中,
because our Heavenly Father sees us living in the midst of suffering and pain.
哎, 主耶稣要我们活在主里面,
the Lord Jesus wants us to abide in the Lord.
那我们就要学习主的爱,
so we must learn from the love of God.
爱带给我们平安, 温暖和快乐的,
love will bring us peace, warmth and love.
不要只是相信神是爱, 不要只是知道爱,
do not only recognize and know that God is love and know about love.
要把主的爱放在我们的心里面,
we must put the love of Christ in our hearts.
我承认我的爱是冷的,
I admit that my love is cold.
我承认我的爱是硬的,
I confess that my love is hard.
我的爱是关上门的,
my love it's a love that shuts its doors.
我们用我们的爱去爱人家是很难的,
it's very difficult when we use our own love to love others.
我们只有向我们喜欢的人打开我们的心门,
we only open up the doors of hearts to those that we love.
我们也只有向我们所爱的人热情的,
and we only warm towards those that we love.
但是主耶稣不是叫我们用这种爱来去爱人,
but the Lord Jesus doesn't tell us to love with this kind of love.
你没有办法的,
it's impossible for you to do so.
因此我们要学习的是用主耶稣的爱来去爱人,
so what we must learn is to use the love of the Lord Jesus to love others.
只有主耶稣的爱才能够做到的,
and only with the love of Jesus can we do this.
圣灵的一个工作,
the work of the Holy Spirit,
就是把主的爱浇灌在我们的心里面,
is to shower the love of the Lord Jesus into our hearts.
所以保罗教导信徒祷告祈求圣灵的充满,
and so Paul teaches the members to pray for the filling of the Holy Spirit.
其中他谈到让主的爱也一样充满我们的内心,
and in one way he also mentioned that to allow the love of God to fill our hearts.
哎, 所以我们需要这样的祷告。
So we need this kind of prayer.
让我们心中充满主的爱。
So that our hearts are full of the love of Christ.
能够活在主的爱里面，那就真的是在主里面了。
So that we are able to abide in the Lord and we are truly in the Lord.
好，因为时间的关系，我就讲这两点好了。
So because of time, I'll just mention these two points.
圣餐典礼其实也就是提醒我们要活在主里面的。
The Holy Communion is to remind us to abide in the Lord.
这样我们才有永生啊。
Then will we have eternal life?
因为主耶稣这样的说过。
Because Lord Jesus once said this.
在约翰福音的第六章。
In John chapter 6.
五十一节。
Verse 51. John chapter 6, verse 51. I am the living bread which came down from heaven.If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world.
53节
Verse 53. Then Jesus said to them, Most assuredly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you.
56节
Verse 56. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him.
活在主里面的人才有主的生命。
Only those who abide in the Lord will have the life of the Lord in him.
这个生命是永生的生命。
And this life is an eternal life.
我们的爱是自私的，我们的爱也是短暂的。
Our love is selfish, our love is temporal.
只有主的爱是永恒的，也只有主的生命是永恒的。
And only the love and the life of Jesus is eternal.
因此我们必须要活在主里面。
Hence we must live in the Lord.
圣餐典礼就是提醒我们。
And the Holy Communion is to remind us.
我们领受主的圣餐。
When we partake of the Holy Communion,
我们就有主的生命。
We have the life of Christ.
我们必须自己来到主耶稣的面前。
We must come ourselves before the Lord.
如果你不愿意活在主里面。
If you're not willing to live in the Lord.
你不相信主耶稣所说的。
You do not believe in what Jesus said.
我就是生命的粮。
I am the bread of life.
不吃我的肉，不喝我的血的人，就没有生命在你们里头。
And those who do not eat my flesh and do not drink my blood, will have no life in them.
他也不是住在我里面的。
And he doesn't abide in me.
如果你不相信，
if you do not believe,
你就活在外面。
Then you just live outside.
你也不会愿意来领受圣餐，也不愿意来拜神的。
And you will not be willing to come and partake of the Holy Communion and to worship God.
我们也不能够说啊，他没有来哦，那我们可以打包回去给他吗？
And, we cannot say, oh, since he hasn't come, can we pack it and give it to him?
让他也有主的生命在里面，他是我的宝贝儿子啊。
So that he will have the life of Christ in him because he's my precious son.
不能够的。
Not able to do so.
这个必须要他自己到主的面前来。
This requires you to come before the Lord.
他相信主的话。
He believes in the word of God.
他愿意活在主里面。
And that he is willing to abide in the Lord.
他自然就会到主的面前来领受主的身体。
Then naturally he will come before the Lord to receive his body.
那将到末日，主耶稣要叫我们复活。
Then in the last days, the Lord will cause us to resurrect.
让我们享受永生。
And to enjoy eternal life.
这是重要的。
This is important.
因此我们要立志。
Hence we must resolve.
我们不要只是活在世界上。
We must not just live in this world.
我们更应该要活在主里面。
All the more we must live in the Lord.
不要只是关心世界上的事，对世界上的事那么样的热心。
Do not be just so concerned or so zealous about the things of the world.
我们也应该关心主的事，为教会的事来着。